This is Gabe Cruz Allen for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm sitting here with Dr. Jose Cruz, professor of political science and Latin American and Caribbean studies at SUNY Albany, and we're going to talk about the fact that this September, starting today, actually, the 15th, is Hispanic Heritage Month. So, Dr. Cruz, how important was it to find and create community with other Hispanic people in the United States?
Well, for me, that was critical. Having arrived from Puerto Rico by myself and not knowing much English at the time of my arrival. So, connecting with other Puerto Ricans in the city of New Haven, which is where I landed when I came to the United States for the first time, it was incredibly important because that connection provided me with a network of support, both culturally and materially.
So I know you've written a few books over the course of the years that you've been a professor. Can you give us some examples of how Puerto Ricans have contributed culturally and historically to the United States from the books?
Sure. Well, my research over the years has been about how ethnic identity is used for political purposes in urban settings. And my first book came out in 1998, Title, Identity and Power. And that was followed several years later by Puerto Rican Identity, Political Development and Democracy in New York. That came out in 2017. And then Liberalism and Identity Politics, which came out 2 years later in 2019, very recently. And that book was focused on Puerto Rican community organizations in New York City and collective action. And the fundamental research finding from all those research from those research projects has been that the use of ethnic identity in the political process, it's something that is positive, contrary to the conventional wisdom about identity politics, which sees identity politics as divisive, conflictive in a negative way, and an unwelcome intrusion of into the political process of things that are better left to the civil society. What my research suggests is that that conventional wisdom is not entirely correct, that there are circumstances in which the inclusion of identity claims into politics can be beneficial to the society and to the political system. And that's a lesson and a contribution that Puerto Rican political participation has provided to American political process in general.
Okay, so on what Hispanic writers would you recommend for our listeners?
I'm a political scientist, but when it comes to writers, my predilections are more in terms of poetry and literature, fiction. At the top of my list, I would put Roberto Bolaño from Chile, but there are a bunch of others that I really, really like. From Argentina, I love the work of Paula Olóizarac, William Ospina from Colombia, Jorge Hernández from Mexico. From Cuba, I have a couple of favorite writers, Pedro Juan Gutiérrez and Wendy Guerra. And then, of course, from Puerto Rico, I love the work of Elizabeth Robles, who's a fantastic poet, and the fiction of Luis Negrón. That would be sort of my short list of favorite writers.
And what aspects of Hispanic heritage do you value most?
The part of my Hispanic heritage that I value the most has to do with culture, with literature, with music. I happen to also be the president of a local nonprofit organization by the name of Jazz Latino, which promotes concerts in the capital region, bringing to capital region audiences music from the genre of Latin jazz. I have produced a couple of CDs in that genre. The most recent one, which was produced actually this year, 2021, under rather difficult circumstances because of the pandemic. But it will be out in November, and it's a recording of the music of Silvia Resach, a notable Puerto Rican songwriter, composer, musician, actress, singer. It's very well known in the Caribbean, but not as well known in the United States or Europe. This recording will contribute to the further dissemination of her work in those places where she is not as well known. Music is really very important to me. That's my second nature at this point. It's the part of my Puerto Rican, Latino, Hispanic identity that I value the most for its expressiveness and for allowing me to really feel very good about myself.
And so I'm just curious, what can our listeners do to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month?
Well, they can read some of those writers that I mentioned. They can listen to Latino music. My recommendation would be, listen to a lot of salsa, listen to a lot of Latin jazz, be very festive, and enjoy the cultural contributions that Latinos have made to American culture and to American politics in general, in that case, by reading the works of political scientists and historians that have focused on that particular stream of American politics and society.
Okay, and any other thoughts you have for just this topic of Hispanic Heritage Month?
I think that it's important for Americans in general to familiarize themselves as much as possible with Latino history and culture in the United States to better understand the fact that we are not a threat, that Latinos are an integral part of this society, and that their role and their contributions historically and in contemporary times are worthy and deserved attention and praise.
Okay, tell us more about your organization. I believe it was called Jazz Latino Inc.
Yes, well, for short, people can just go to www.jazzlatino.org, where they can see the kind of work that we do, the kind of music that we promote. They can look at, they can access details about the CD productions that I mentioned previously, and they can also keep track of our, you know, future activities so that they can participate.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for interviewing with me, Dr. Cruz, and that concludes our interview.
Thank you for having me.